course. But right now, another headache for the New South Wales Liberal Party and the Premier. The New South Wales Premier's recent trip to Japan has ruffled a few feathers whilst he was there trying to encourage trade and investment. Well, some were asking why he hasn't addressed the $40 million of assets he hasn't paid in compensation to some of Japan's leading companies. Let me tell you the story. In 2014, based on a report from ICAC, a coal exploration license was ripped off Australian mining company Cascade Coal, which made the Japanese investment worthless. Despite several other convictions against others over the way coal exploration licenses are issued, and you probably know this story well, Cascade did nothing wrong, yet the New South Wales government still has refused to compensate them. And they know all about this, Dominic Perrottet in particular. And it's the same with New Coal, who had American investments worth $120 million. And then there's all the shareholders. Over 3,000 New Coal shareholders waiting and waiting, and yet the New South Wales government won't do a thing about it. Labor MP Adam Searle is on the line right now. Adam, welcome.
G'day, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to bring this to people's attention because they've got a few more headaches than the obvious headaches that are occurring in that Upper House inquiry. The Premier in December 2019, when he was Treasurer, did say that he wanted it resolved within 6 months. So that would be the first 6 months of 2020. Now, that was a long time ago. COVID came onto the scene, all of that sort of stuff. Has this all been left in the too hard basket? Because these shareholders deserve their compensation, don't they?
Well, they do, those that were found to have done nothing wrong. And, you know, the ICAC report on which the New South Wales government acted actually made it pretty clear, even when it made certain findings against other people in that report, it said any innocent party should be compensated if the parliament takes the extraordinary step of, you know, removing assets that have been given and, you know, sterilising people's investment. And the Farrell government and the parliament did the first thing, they sterilised the asset and cancelled the licence, but they didn't give the compensation to the innocent parties.
Yeah.
You're right, you're talking about the Japanese and American investors, but those investors have potentially other remedies. Obviously, there's the reputational damage to Australia and New South Wales as a safe place to invest, but also there are free trade agreements where they can use those mechanisms. But people who have really suffered, the mum and dad investors, you know, in New Coal, you know, there's thousands of them. Many of them put their life savings into this, and it's all been taken away from them when clearly they did nothing wrong. So, you know, this is a real problem. It happened in 2014. It's not a new problem, but successive treasurers, successive premiers have failed to act. And everybody has forgotten that the action of the parliament was contrary to what the ICAC recommended.
So in terms of integrity and transparency on this issue, there is none, and it's got to be addressed, surely, before March, before the election comes up.
Well, I'd hope so, but it's not the only problem where the government has failed to act in this situation. In the aftermath of the Cascade New Coal situation, you know, in a different matter, the Canine matter, the High Court found that ICAC had exceeded its powers in certain regards. Yeah. I won't go into the legal technicality, but, you know, it clipped its wings a bit. And there were other people who had been found to be corrupt by ICAC who had taken their matter to court. And in the wake of that ruling, ICAC had to concede that its decisions, its findings, were void. And through the Crown Solicitor, the ICAC agreed to have findings against five people set aside in the New South Wales Court of Appeal. The highest judges in New South Wales, one of whom is now the governor of the state, all signed off on it and agreed to meet on a certain day to just formally enter the judgment. Before that happened, the parliament passed what's called the Validation Act, where it retrospectively validated everything ICAC had done up to the Canine ruling. Now, as a member of parliament, and I'm a big supporter of the ICAC, and I have no regrets in voting for the validation legislation.
Sure.
I think it was the right thing to do, and I'm, you know, unashamed about that. But the government of the day, under Premier Baird then, did not tell the parliament about this other matter that was before the Court of Appeal. Didn't say there were five people whom ICAC had conceded had the right to have their judgment, the findings against them set aside,
yeah.
A judgment in their favour. So the Parliament made a law without the government telling it the full facts. And, you know, maybe the Parliament would have still done the same thing, or maybe it wouldn't have. And
We don't know.
But what we do know, Chris, is I'm a member of the ICAC Oversight Committee of the Parliament, and recently we published a report on reputational damage, which looked at some of these issues, and we recommended unanimously, and I'll come back to that, we recommended that, you know, the law should be altered so that those people were put back in the same legal position that they would have been,
yeah.
But for that validation, you know, just that smaller group of people,
yeah.
Who were already before the courts.
Yeah.
Only five of them. And the government didn't accept that recommendation. It was a recommendation made by a group of members from both houses, from the opposition, my party, Labor, from the Liberal Party, the National Party, the Greens, and even One Nation.
Okay, let me put this to you then. If Labor come into power in March, will you get compensation for the new coal shareholders, and will you correct this lack of governance?
Well, Chris, I'm not a shadow minister. I'm not part of that frontbench team, so I can't speak for the Labor Party as a whole. But what is clear is the ICAC itself said if the Parliament is going to take this extraordinary step of taking assets away from people, anyone who is innocent of wrongdoing should be compensated, because that's the ordinary state of the law. If governments take assets off people,
yeah.
They're meant to give what's called just terms compensation.
Yeah.
Now, that's not legally binding on the state government. Of course, the state parliament can pass any law it likes.
But it's fair. It's fair. 8 years later, nothing's been done.
Well, nothing's been done. People haven't come to grips with the issue. There is a danger of, you know, damaging Australia and New South Wales's reputation as a safe and stable place to invest. So those issues need to be addressed by government, whoever the government of the day.
Yeah, okay.
And just as the matter of those five people who, you know, everybody had signed off,
yep.
Including the ICAC, that they should have a judgment in their favour. And really, it's a big unanswered question as to why the government of the day, under then Premier Baird, kept the existence of that litigation a secret from the Parliament.
One quick one before we let you go. There's a big show on Monday. John Barilaro will appear to have his say in this Trade Commission appointment. You'll be carefully focused on that, I can imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I mean, this whole debacle around this appointment is just a travesty. I mean, it's the whole process appears from everything you see on the public record to just have been debauched to obtain a particular objective in favour of Mr. Barilaro. So it's timely that he should answer for what role he played in this matter. And I'm very pleased to see that Labor leader Chris Minns and the Labor team have indicated that they will cancel and disband those Trade Commissioner roles.
Very true. I think that's the obvious thing to do. Adam Searle, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay, Labor MP Adam Searle. These are the things that get left behind when you're trying to catch up and create, you know, or protect your own reputation, which is what the New South Wales Liberal government is doing at the moment. They're catching up, trying to protect their reputation as they go into another election. But these are the important issues that they sit around and don't address after 8 years. Thousands of people have been left without their money, and it's their money, and they need to be compensated. And as for John Barilaro, what a show that will be on Monday. 19 minutes after.